This recording, Denmark 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the pure, beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, and then singing a tune for her, or to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. Futile, I should say. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Denmark's most northern town. It's called Skagen, and you have the Sea of Skagerrak on one side, and basically, the Vesterhavet on the left side, and Denmark ends in a little sand spit, I should say, and because of the difference in salinity between the two seas that meet there, you have sort of waves that hit up against each other. It's very sandy. It's somewhat like, I think, Cape Cod, and some aspects of Cape Cod and personality, wind, sand, western bent pines that sort of don't grow to be too tall, and so rough and dramatic in some ways. We have several sort of wandering sand dunes across that spit of land that goes from west to east, and I love it. It's become a very, very popular tourist place, and wealthy people from all around Denmark now come and have taken the old fishermen houses and built them into sort of elegant summer homes.